just come in and grab a quick word with Kevin Bird. Kevin, no one wants to see the manager lose his job, but unfortunately for David Holdsworth this week, that has been the case. The right decision, in your opinion, or not?
They've only won one match in 8 games, so I imagine it's not a very nice thing like for to say, but, you know, he never played the same teams every week, has he? So, you know, I'm not being funny about here, but like I played here for 11 years and you played the same team every week if you're doing quite well, but yeah, he's changed the team every week, hasn't he?
From a defensive point of view, that's one thing that you're an absolute masterclass on. Defensively, we have looked very ordinary at times this season. It's almost because, for that reason, that the players have just not known each other, have they?
Well, I see, you know, like, myself and Colin Foster played for 10 years together. You know, when you get to know what Colin wants to do and what I wanted to do, you know,
you wanted to thump people, didn't you?
Obviously, yeah. And it worked, didn't it? You know, I wasn't bothered by that, you know. And Colin was even worse than me, so. And then that was quite good. But, you know, when you play with people week in, week out, you get to know what they want to do. And I imagine that Laz was disappointed or didn't play then.
What happens to the players in a situation like that, where the manager loses his job so close to the weekend? The preparation's been going on all week for today's opponents, Hayes and Yedding. Then all of a sudden the manager loses his job. As a player, what sort of effect does that have on you?
Well, imagine if the lads who's not been playing, they think it's quite good for them, because, you know, you might be with a chance of playing them, aren't you? You know, obviously all the managers that I play with have always got favourites, and luckily I were quite some of the favourites. But he's picked his own team. It's his own team, like, oh, okay, he's gone. But I mean, how many players has he got? 70-something out of the last 18 months?
72 in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's quite pathetic, isn't it?
It is.
He's got to play. No wonder the club's in dire.
Yeah.
Because you've got to pay the players, haven't you?
So where do we go from here now, then? If you was a player, what would you want from a new manager coming in? A bit of stability, I guess.
Well, you know, if you get to know a manager and he treats you okay, you're going to play for him, aren't you? You know, last year and even this year, I spoke to quite a few of the players, and they disrespect people, apparently. So you don't want to go to play for him, are you?
Yeah.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean? You don't want to. You want to play every week, but, you know, if you don't go on with the manager, you don't want to play for him, and he won't pick you. And,
yeah.
And that's it. But the trouble is, he's picked more people of this last 18 months. It's stupid.
Who do we want here now? Dave Penny's here today. Would he be a worthy replacement?
Well, I'm a Doncaster lad, and so he did well at Doncaster. You know, like, I'm not being funny, but... You know, when
and he knows this division, doesn't he?
Well, of course he does. You know, it took Doncaster 5 years to get out of this division. And so, obviously, he knows what he's doing. And if he comes and if he's here today, if he takes the job, I wish he'd take the job, because it might be 100%, you know, better thing from the manager who just got sacked. Don't worry about our team, he'll get another job and he'll get some more money. So I'm not being funny, but I wouldn't worry about him too much, because they could talk a good game, don't they?
Yeah. Is the season over already, do you think, or have we still got enough time to turn this around?
We have. We're 3 or 4 points off the playoffs or whatever. Not many. You know, we haven't played quite well for this last 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, 1 or 2 good results push you back up there again, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully... The new chairman, the new owner of the football club, might have done a fantastic result for this.
Yeah. Could do with you out there today, putting your hand in the back of 1 or 2 shorts and standing on a few ankles. Are you fit? Are you available for selection?
I think so. I'm ready for play, but I hope the legs will manage you though, mate, won't you?
It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much, Kevin Bird. So you're speaking to us live ahead of the game here at Field Mill. One guy that never, ever changes, Steve Archer.